Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, I welcome you back. Dr. Scott, what your doctor won't tell you about your headaches and migraines. This season, as we've discussed the past several weeks, stop treating the what, find and fix the why. And as you've heard me say many times before, it's all about solutions, because nothing else really matters. And solutions are obviously unique to each and every one of us. So not all of us that have suffered with ongoing chronic headaches, ongoing migraines, we don't all need the same type of treatment or intervention. You know, last week we talked about the importance of coming up with an accurate diagnosis. And, you know, I've got to say this. As long as we keep looking in the wrong place for a solution, chances of finding a long-lasting solution are slim to none. If you're looking in the wrong place, obviously, you're never going to find what you're looking for. And this kind of rings true when we talk about getting an accurate diagnosis, because today's topic is, what is your diagnosis? And I stated this last week, and I have to say it again, we are getting into the heart of the matter starting today. So this week and the next 2 or 3 weeks through the month of November into the 1st of December, before this year is up, I want you to finally have an accurate diagnosis for your ongoing headaches. I want your child to finally get an accurate diagnosis for their miserable migraines. You know, there is a reason why headaches, migraines, there's a reason that they continue to return. And it is so frustrating on a day-to-day basis when people are looking in the wrong direction. Two reasons. Sometimes people just don't know where to look. And obviously, if we can provide even a little bit of guidance, that would be helpful. But the second reason is a little more frustrating and scary to me, and that is sometimes our doctors grab us by the hand and lead us into the wrong direction. And we put our trust, our faith, our confidence in our doctors. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's your family physician, your primary care doctor, if it's a neurologist, a neurosurgeon, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a physical therapist, a pain management specialist, a headache and pain specialty clinic. Many doctors grab you by the hand and say, trust me, let me lead you. However, anyone can be led. The question is, are you being led in the right direction? That's the question. And without an accurate diagnosis, it doesn't matter if you're being led. Without an accurate diagnosis, you are being led in the wrong direction. You know, we've stated this week after week. It's not hard to find somebody to give you treatment. How many places have you already been, and they were more than happy to prescribe or sell treatment to you? And by the way, we don't have to define that specifically, because we know that treatment can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different healthcare providers. But it's true that no matter where you go, it seems like everyone is more than happy to treat your headaches. Everyone seems anxious to manage your migraines. But without a true, accurate diagnosis, it just doesn't matter. So let me tell you why the frustration builds. My frustration does not come out as frustration. It just motivates me to help guide people toward a solution. if we think that we're looking for the next best drug, maybe it's that you're taking the wrong drug. Maybe you need a different medication. Maybe you need a stronger medication. Maybe you need a weaker medication. Maybe you need a cocktail of medications, a combination of chemicals to inject into your body. Maybe that's the reason you're having headaches. Well, once again, if we inject a little common sense into this conversation, you know, none of us are having migraines, headaches. And this includes, as you know, headaches of whatever kind, whatever category that you've been put into. Are you a migraine? Are you a cluster headache? Are you a daily persistent headache? It doesn't matter. None of you are having chronic headaches because you need more drugs. Yet, when we say that, everybody shakes their head and agrees. Yet we continue to be led down this same path time and time again, and we continue to follow without question. So it goes against common sense. It goes against logic. It even goes against our gut feeling. So why do we continue to be led blindly without even knowing where we're going? How are you going to get to that end result of finally being headache-free, healthy, and happy? That's what it's all about. Headache-free, healthy, and happy to enjoy the things in life that you want to do with your family, with your friends, recreationally, go to work, without having to worry about the problem, continuing to return time and time again because you've been led down the wrong road. And, yes, indeed, you continue to follow without question. You've got to make a change. So this is what it's all about today. Now, please let me say this. You don't have to agree with me, and I'm not asking you to agree with what I'm going to tell you today, as I state each and every week. Our practice here in the greater Kansas City area is a research-based practice. Everything that we recommend in our healthcare practice, which, by the way, includes input from the medical doctors of our area, neurosurgeons, physiatrists, pain management specialists, chiropractors, physical therapists, occupational therapists. We want a variety of specialists and specialties to evaluate your condition from a broad perspective, rather than looking at it through the goggles of one individual provider or two individual providers who rarely, if ever, agree on the type of treatment that they're going to recommend for you. So that should tell you something right there. We go to one highly regarded, world-renowned specialist, and they recommend treatment A, which usually doesn't work. So we go to the next best world-renowned specialist who responds with, oh, that's not the treatment that you should have had. This is the treatment you should have, which usually doesn't work. So we go to the next specialist and the next one. Nobody agrees. That should be a red flag right there that each time you go somewhere, the treatment, the medication, the therapy, it differs. Nobody agrees. And here's the reason. Nobody knows what we're trying to fix. You don't have a true diagnosis. What is your diagnosis? What is going on in your body that is causing you to have ongoing headaches for, quote-unquote, no apparent reason? What's going on in your child's body that's causing them to have these migraines, these headaches? Do you know for sure? Are you just trying things out and hoping you get some results? Knock it off already. As we stated last week, we're going to get into the heart of the matter and start giving you a checklist. Be ready and be prepared to write this down today. We are going to start a checklist What do you need to do to find out your diagnosis? Let me say this. There are two tools in our toolbox, two weapons that we talk about each week that you must have in order to get an accurate diagnosis, in order to find out what is going on inside of your body that's causing your symptoms. Number one on the list is always knowledge. It is my job to keep up on the medical research, the scientific research. Probably most of you for leisure don't read medical research. It's my job to help keep up on this medical research, to share that with you, to lead you in the right direction. So advice from our office, advice that I give, is not based on my opinion, because every doctor has one, every specialist, every therapist, everybody has an opinion, and they all seem to differ. The sickening, saddening, frustrating thing is the research is clear. It's not blurry. The lines aren't fuzzy. It's crystal clear and has been for decades. And as we say each week, it's frustrating because the knowledge is there. And here's the best part. Each and every year, there is additional research to support what we already know, to support this research that 70+% depending on the research, 70-90% of us that have ongoing chronic headaches, migraines, cluster, whatever category you want to be classified as, 70-90% of us are having these issues because of a problem that originates in our spine. It's fact. Don't take my word for it. It's been published for decades by neurosurgeons, by the medical community. It doesn't matter. It's proven time and time again. So the question is, why is it being ignored? And last week we said, eerily, the answer is really simple. When you go to an individual healthcare practitioner, doctor, whatever their specialty may be is insignificant. They are going to recommend the treatment that they happen to sell, that they happen to use in their practice. It's a fact. Yeah, I see some of you shaking your heads even through the microphone. It doesn't matter where you go, whether you want to consider it traditional medical treatment, alternative medical treatment, a specialist, everybody will recommend the treatment it is that they happen to provide. Healthcare is a business, and the business wants to make a profit. So you need to keep this in mind when you are seeking a solution, when you put your hand in your doctor's hand and are being led, you need to know, do you have an accurate diagnosis? Do you know what's going on inside of your body that is causing you to have these headaches? That must be answered before you will ever be able to experience any significant long-lasting relief and live healthy and happy and obviously headache-free. So the research is clear, but what if you're not in that 70 to 90%? Yes, indeed, there are some of us that have ongoing chronic headaches, migraines. They may be due to a malformation of blood vessels. They may be due to a malformation of the nerves. Those things do happen, yet in day-to-day practice here, they're rare. In our practice, we find that in excess of 90% of those with ongoing headaches and migraines indeed have an obvious, identifiable problem that originates in the spine. Once again, you can see it, they can see it. It doesn't need to be explained. Here's what it should look like. Here's an x-ray with a problem. Any of us would be able to identify it immediately. Yet, those simple concepts, the research is there, it's proven, yet why do we reject the research? Are we looking for some magical solution? You know, sometimes I think that's the case, because it certainly seems that way. Something else that I think is important you understand that we've talked about in weeks past, your headaches, your migraines, they are happening for a reason. There is something going on in your body that is causing you to have these problems, that is causing your child to have these problems. Stop ignoring the problem. It's your job to recommend what's best for your child. It's your job to do what's right for you and find the real cause of the problem. So these guidelines that we will begin discussing today are designed to do just that. Let's find out if your child, are you in that 70 to 90% that we can identify with certainty that the cause of your ongoing headaches is due to a problem in the spine? Then we can discuss if, in fact, we can see with our own eyes. We don't need our doctor to explain it, to show. We can see it with our own eyes. If we decide that for sure, then we can go through the steps of saying, okay, once we've identified the true cause of your symptoms, once you have your diagnosis, then secondly, we can say, what type of specialist, or in the vast majority of cases, what combination of specialties working together for your benefit will address the true cause of the headaches and migraines once and for all? This is why it's difficult. Healthcare is a business. Everyone wants your business. So everyone will sell you, prescribe you, the treatment it is that they provide. And it is so difficult to find a setting where each of these specialists will actually work together for your benefit. Because everybody is running a business. Everybody wants their business to prosper and profit. Whether it helps the true cause of your headaches or not, usually doesn't even come into play. It's true. So let me say this, and then we're going to get into the heart of the matter and start our checklist so you can determine what is your diagnosis. What is your child's diagnosis? Let me say this. Look, if you're happy with the treatment that you're getting now, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment it is, what kind of doctor, what kind of... If you're happy with what you're getting, I wish you the best of luck, and that's great. And this program may not be for you, and I respect that. However, if you're in the vast majority of us, and this included myself, who have... You feel like you've tried everything. I've already done that. I've tried this medicine. I've tried that medicine. I've tried this treatment. Nothing seems to give you any long-lasting relief. It's because you don't know your true diagnosis. So here's what we want to get down to today. Do you have your pen and paper? How do we know if you, your child, someone you're concerned about, how do we know if you are in that 70 to 90% whose headaches, whose migraines are caused by a problem directly related to the spine? In the left margin, here it comes, number one. You do not need, in many cases, expensive, fancy schmancy tests like MRIs, CAT scans, things like that until first a plain, simple x-ray is done. Now, wait a minute. Why are we recommending an x-ray for someone with headaches or migraines? It makes no sense. Au contraire, most doctors will usually recommend an x-ray study if we suspect a problem with the bone. A broken bone, a dislocation, maybe even a tumor or infection of the bone. So why would I recommend x-rays in a case like this? First of all, you will require 2 or 3 small x-rays. That's it. One of these x-rays will be taken from the side, and the other 1 or 2, depending on your doctor's recommendations, will be taken from the front. So what in the world would we be looking for on an x-ray? First of all, the vast majority of us who have suffered or are suffering with ongoing headaches, migraines, aren't feeling pain from a bone. But here's how I want you to think of your bones. All of the muscles of your body attach to bones. The muscles are obviously what move the joints of your body. So on your x-rays, we want to include everything from the base of your skull, the entire neck, shoulders, all the way down between your shoulder blades. So from the base of your skull down to between your shoulder blades. Because these bones are where the muscles of your head, neck, and shoulders attach. Let me ask you this. When you get a headache, when you get a migraine, do you ever get tension in your neck or shoulder muscles? The vast majority of the time, the answer is you better believe it. As a matter of fact, sometimes that muscle tension can actually be a precursor to your headache. Other times, the muscle tension may result from the headache. Whichever the case may be, muscles attach to the bones of our spine. So the question becomes, is there something with the shape of your spine that would cause the muscles of your head, neck, and shoulder to tense, to spasm, to contract? Is there something obvious on that x-ray that would cause those muscles to react abnormally, that would cause your muscles to react by tightening? So first, we are looking at the x-rays not necessarily for a problem with the bone, but because this is where the muscles attach. According to the medical texts and the medical research, muscle tension in the head, neck, and shoulders goes hand in hand with all headache types, no matter which category you've been put into, no matter which type of headache you've been told that you have. So this is the first reason a plain old, inexpensive, safe, simple x-ray may be a good idea for you. Secondly, if in fact the spine is the cause in 70 to 90% of the cases of ongoing headaches and migraines, usually there is nerve involvement. And what we can see on a plain, simple x-ray is not necessarily the spinal cord, the nerves, the brain itself. However, we want to look at the passages where the spinal cord and the nerves travel. So is there something that could affect your spinal cord or your nerves that would result in your headaches, that would result in your migraines? So following the path, think of it this way. We're looking down a tunnel. We're traveling down a tunnel, looking down to the end of the tunnel, and we can see the opening. Is that opening wide open to allow plenty of space for the spinal cord and for the nerves to travel? Or is there something that could have caused that tunnel, that canal, to collapse or even to narrow and start squeezing that spinal cord or those nerves? So the purpose in plain, simple x-rays of the cervical spine of the neck is, number one, to look at them as muscular attachments. Is there something that would cause the muscles to contract, to tighten, based on the shape of your spine? And number two, we want to follow the path of the nerves, the spinal cord, to see, is there something obvious that could affect this and thus result in your migraines, your headaches? Are you following me so far? So step number one, neck x-rays or cervical spine x-rays, two or three simple pictures taken in a weight-bearing position, either standing or sitting. We want the weight of your head supported on the neck and shoulders when the pictures are taken. If we were looking for broken bones or dislocations, chances are we may take the x-rays lying down, not in a circumstance like this. So there we have step number one. Is it simple? You better believe it is. And the sad thing is, it's so simple that many doctors simply overlook it. They either never do an x-ray and resort to the MRIs and CAT scans. And by the way, the information from an MRI or a CAT scan can be valuable. But the vast majority, and I would venture to say 80 to 90% of those that seek help in our practice have already had MRIs and or CAT scans. And despite the testing, the sophistication, the technology, the results are negative. They don't show anything. Yet, you continue to experience your headaches and migraines. How can this be? The most technologically advanced testing in medicine, arguably MRI, the best advancement in medical diagnosis in the last 50 years. And by the way, I wouldn't dispute that. Yet, most of the time it shows nothing. Well, didn't we say this earlier? If you continue to look in the wrong place, you're never going to find the answers you're looking for. Let's start with a simple, plain film x-ray of the neck from the front, from the side. Is there something that would cause the muscles to tense and tighten? And secondly, is there something that would affect the spinal cord or nerves? Now, I will tell you this. In over two decades in practice, a huge, not a little bit, a huge percentage of the time, we are able to identify something in the neck, in the cervical spine, that correlates with the cause of your headaches and migraines. But wait a minute. This question was brought up in my office just this morning. We were reviewing someone's x-rays that showed a severe and very significant issue resulting in her migraines. Yet, her question was a very valid one. And her question was, now wait a minute, that's obvious. And I agreed. So the neurologists, multiple neurologists she's seen, chiropractors, her family doctor, a headache clinic. Her question was, you may have guessed, why didn't somebody tell me about this earlier? Why didn't somebody find this before? It's obvious to her. It's obvious to me. Why didn't someone find this before? And the answer is, because they weren't looking for it. Yes, it happens with your doctor. When I say, as long as you continue to look in the wrong place, you're never going to find what you're looking for, I'm not just talking about you. I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about your doctor, the one you trust, the one that's leading you. If you don't know what you're looking for, you're never going to find it. How can you fix the problem if you've never found it? Let's put that common sense and logic into play in your life. Let's put this common sense and logic to work in your child's life and identify the cause of their problem once and for all. Step number one, plain, simple spinal x-rays to identify whether or not there is something that would affect the muscles, and secondly, is there something that would affect the spinal cord and nerves? I have to interject one more thing that's critical here. One of the things that comes up commonly here is, now wait a minute, Dr. Scott. I know that my migraines or my headaches have something to do with the blood vessels in my head. Maybe they're too constricted. Maybe they're closed down. or in many cases, maybe they're dilated. Maybe they're way, way, way too wide open. Here's my question. Number one, can the blood vessels be affected with chronic headaches and migraines? Not only can they be affected, they almost always are affected. But here's what I want you to remember. Your blood vessels, in order to constrict or dilate, have muscles. There are smooth muscles in the walls of your blood vessels. What controls the constriction or the dilation of those blood vessels? You got it. It's the spinal cord, the nerves, the brain. It's the same thing we're looking for on your plain old simple x-ray. Is there something that would affect the nerves, the spinal cord? Because they control the constriction and the dilation of the blood vessels in your head. So think about this for just a moment. Is it really a problem with the blood vessels in your head if all of the testing is normal? All of the MRIs, the CAT scans, the ultra, they're all normal. Can it really be a problem with the blood vessels? You better believe the blood vessels can be affected, but much of the time, the blood vessels themselves are not the issue. It may be what's causing some of your symptoms. Don't get me wrong. But the constriction and dilation of the blood vessels is directly the result of the nerve signals that are sent to the muscles in those blood vessels. So blood vessels don't constrict and dilate on their own. They must be told by your nerves. This is why it's critical that we look at the spine, which protects and houses the spinal cord and the nerves. Are you following me so far? Outstanding. So let me ask you this. What if you've actually gone to a doctor, whatever specialty it may be? What if you've actually gone to a chiropractor? What if you've actually gone to a therapist and they have actually decided with certainty, yes, in fact, your headaches that continue are definitely the result of a problem in your spine. We are sure of it. And most importantly, you've seen it. You can identify it. We know for sure that you are one of the lucky ones who has been able to get an accurate diagnosis. Your spine is definitely, without a doubt, here it is right in front of our eyes. It is definitely causing the problem with your migraines, your headaches, your cluster headaches, your daily persistent headaches, whichever kind of headaches you so choose. Whichever category you've been put into more accurately. Here's the challenge. Even when you've gotten an accurate diagnosis, finding the treatment to fix the problem can be just as difficult. As we said earlier, if your medical doctor identifies the problem in your spine and that's definitely the cause, you'll still get medication because that's what they're trained to do. If you go to a chiropractor and you are diagnosed with a headache, a migraine that originates from the spine, you're going to get chiropractic adjustment or manipulation because that's what they're trained to do. If you go to a physical therapist and it is determined that your headaches, without a doubt, are due to a problem in your spine, you're still going to get physical therapy. If you go to a pain management specialist and you are diagnosed with headaches that are coming from your spine, you're going to get pain management, injections more than likely. And if that doesn't work, well, heck, let's just cut your nerves off. I hope your common sense meter is going off here. None of these things by itself is going to fix the cause, the real true diagnosis, the real cause of your migraines and headaches by itself in the vast majority of cases. This is why it's hard to get help. So even if you are one of the lucky ones who get an accurate diagnosis, we know that your diagnosis, after looking at your x-rays, after getting a thorough examination, we know for sure, we can see it, you have headaches resulting from your spine. getting the problem fixed can be a challenge, to say the least. Here's number two in the left margin. In addition to the plain, simple x-rays of your spine, you must get a thorough examination. And that examination should be performed by a licensed medical doctor, a licensed chiropractor, a licensed DO, because these are the specialists that are trained to do an examination of, number one, your muscles, number two, the nerves, and number three, the bones and joints. So step number one in finding your diagnosis, plain old simple spinal x-rays. And then number two, we must correlate the findings of your x-rays with a thorough examination by a licensed doctor. And that includes examinations of the nerves, muscles, bones and joints at the very least. The pieces have to fit. I say this every day in my practice, just because an x-ray shows something doesn't always mean that's the reason you're having your headaches or migraines. So we need to make sure that if something is identified on your x-ray, do we know for sure that that's a real true cause of the symptoms that you're having, of the headaches that you're having? And can we confirm that with a thorough examination? Number one, x-ray. Number two, thorough examination. The last week or two, we talked about putting a puzzle together, and this is exactly what we're doing, except we are now starting to gather more of the puzzle pieces. If we go back to last week and talk about the same puzzle that we discussed with 1,000 total pieces, I think we probably agreed that if you only have 10 puzzle pieces, it would be tremendously difficult, if not impossible, to determine what the whole picture really is. What if we had 50 puzzle pieces? We actually might have a few guesses that may be close. But do you really want somebody guessing with your health? You want somebody guessing and hoping that we know what's going on? Hoping you're not going to have a side effect from the treatment because we don't know what we're really trying to fix? But if we have 100 pieces and 500 pieces and 800 pieces, the more pieces we put into the puzzle and assemble this puzzle, the pieces fit perfectly, because that's how a puzzle is obviously made. When we gather these pieces, which include the x-rays, which includes the examination findings, which, let me say this, I have most importantly, your case history. I want you to understand something. I'm not the expert here on your headaches, on your migraines. I'm not the expert here on your child's headaches. You are the expert. The information that you can provide leads us in the right direction toward pinpointing the real, true cause of the problem, the real, true diagnosis, your diagnosis. And no, not everybody's diagnosis is the same. I want to dive just a little bit deeper here before we're done today. If it is in fact determined that your chronic headaches, your migraines, are indeed, with certainty, caused by a problem in your spine, as they are in 70 plus up to 90% of the time, there are different conditions of the spine that can cause, or at the very least, significantly contribute to your ongoing headaches. One of the things we're going to discuss that you must continue to add to your checklist next Tuesday is we are going to dive into the top two, the most common two conditions in the spine that specifically result in ongoing headaches and migraines, so that when you, with your own eyes, look at your x-ray picture. You will be able to say, absolutely not, I do not have that condition. Or on the other hand, absolutely, I can see it plain as day. I obviously have an issue and I can identify it. We're going to talk about the top two conditions of the spine, and in our practice over the past 20 plus years, these two conditions encompass more than 90% of the causes of those of us with ongoing headaches, migraines, of all types. Let me make that clear, of all types. Migraines, cluster, daily persistent. You can name the type of headache. But rather than focusing on putting you in a headache category like most places, most headache specialists specialize in putting you in a category. No, sadly, they don't specialize in addressing the cause of your headaches. They specialize in running you through outrageous, expensive testing just to put you in a category. I think it's sick. Because the cause of the problem continues to be ignored. That's the reason. Not because there's not value in some of that testing. It doesn't matter what testing you do if you continue to ignore the problem. If you're looking in the wrong place, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you get. So let me finish by saying this. Please hear this. I say this every week, but it's the way that we run our practice. It's the way that we make recommendations. It's the way that we help guide everything we do for you. And that is this. If you don't know the real true cause of your headaches or migraines, chances are you're probably never going to experience any long-lasting relief or really live headache-free, healthy, and happy. You hear me? You must know the cause of the problem before you can fix it. And once you identify the cause of the problem, you have to make sure the treatment, the therapy, the care that you're getting is really fixing the problem once and for all. So let me tell you what we have in store. Next week, we will discuss the two most common conditions in the spine, very specific, I might add, so that if you were to look at your examination findings, if you were to look at your x-rays, you could clearly identify it. That's what we're going to cover next week. Please don't miss it. It's all about solutions. It's gaining knowledge to put in your base, and then we'll be able to guide you in the direction toward finally getting a solution. Once you know your diagnosis, then it's so much easier to come up with a long-lasting solution. So let me tell you what I want to do. We are starting a new feature this week. We're going to try it out and see what happens in the weeks to come. What's all the chatter about? So each week we're going to say, what's the chatter about this week? And when I say chatter, this includes discussions from headache and migraine support groups, from headache and migraine organizations, associations, societies. I follow as many of these as I possibly can each and every day, all day throughout the day. It's on my computer monitor in front of me. What's all the chatter about this week? Sadly, I've already mentioned it. The chatter this week, overwhelmingly, have you tried this medication? Have you tried that medication? I won't name any specifics. Medications that were never, ever designed for children are being used to drug our children, hoping we can numb or dull their headaches while ignoring the cause of the problem completely. Nerves are being cut. Pieces of our child's brain are being cut out surgically in hopes that we can help our children's headaches. It's sick, especially when you don't know what you're trying to fix. So sadly, what's all the chatter about this week? What is the next best drug for my child? What's the next best drug for my migraines and headaches? And I hate to say this, 8 out of 10 posts, 80% of the posts this week were about trying a drug, trying a new drug, trying the next best drug. And sadly, almost none of these things, none of the chatter this week was about finding the real cause. Have we given up? Have we really given up? All I'm asking is that you use a little bit of common sense. Stop already. Stop asking, what kind of a doctor should I see? What kind of treatment should I try? Start asking the right questions. Start looking in the right place if you're going to find the solution. What is the real true cause of the headache? What is the real true cause of the migraine? Not what can we try and hope that it gives us a little bit of relief temporarily. So that's what the chatter is about this week. And sadly, it's probably going to be the same next week. But I want to try to take a little bit of positivity from each week, make it constructive. Let's not just criticize. That's not my job. My job is give some advice and guidance based on proven fact. As always, please don't forget to join us every Tuesday at noon Central Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. We are in the process right now of compiling the first ever headache and migraine solution kit. And in this kit will be a step-by-step checklist and flow chart. In other words, what do you need to do to find the true cause? What do you need to do to find out your specific diagnosis? And the information we're discussing beginning today and continuing in the weeks to come will be included and summarized in this headache and migraine solution kit. You've heard me say many times before, I love migraine and headache awareness groups. It is so important for those of us who have suffered, who love somebody that suffers, or who continue to suffer with ongoing chronic headaches. It's important to know that people care and that people understand. It is absolutely critical. It's a necessity. But if we're not working toward a solution, it's all for naught. We're making no ground. Awareness is absolutely critical. Support is absolutely critical. But support without solutions gets us nowhere. So this is what we want to contribute, is guidance toward a long-lasting, proven solution. Can you imagine what the conversations could be in the future? What's the chatter about this week? Wouldn't it be a lot more fun to read about people's experiences? My experience with migraines and seizures? Me personally, I've been migraine-free for 37 years now after being told they were hereditary. There's nothing you can do. You're going to have to manage them and treat. After all of that and years and years and years of being promised help, sold drugs and never getting long-lasting results, finally getting to someone that said, what is your diagnosis? This has shaped my practice for over 2 decades, and I would love to contribute just a small bit toward helping you to change your life, to helping you change your child's life once and for all when you feel like you've already tried everything. Please join us next week. Make sure you keep your checklist with you. We're going to add to that. We're going to talk about the 2 most common causes in the spine, according to the medical research. And then, once we know for sure and help you identify, let's talk about solutions. But please, please, be patient. There is no way in a 45-minute or a one-hour broadcast that we can provide every bit of information. Most of us have suffered with ongoing migraines or chronic headaches, not for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, but years. So it's important that we find the true diagnosis and formulate a plan for you that specifically addresses this problem. Look, if you're just looking for something to try, you know you can go anywhere and get that, right? So we want and encourage patience. It's a process. It's gathering the puzzle pieces and then making sure we put the puzzle pieces together and they, in fact, fit perfectly. And then the solutions will come. So don't try to find a solution until you first know what we're trying to solve. Common sense, right? Thank you so kindly for listening. I appreciate your listenership. As always, I encourage you to send any questions or comments to me directly at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I will answer any questions on the air that I'm able to and address those topics that are of specific concern to you. Thank you for listening. Please join us next Tuesday at noon Central here on Blog Talk Radio.